From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Friday, December 20th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Babb, open 7 days a week.
The last of 50 Shih Tzu dogs rescued from a home in Norridgewock from inhumane conditions this October have been made available for adoption today by the Animal Refuge League of Greater Portland. Maddie Smith has more.
Matt Blanchard, a spokesman for the Animal Refuge League of Greater Portland, says that though none of the dogs had been abused, they had developed health issues due to a lack of veterinary care. The 23 dogs brought to the shelter had to be spayed and neutered and recover from their health problems before being adopted. Blanchard says that though it can be challenging to find placement for so many animals of the same breed, small dogs are usually adopted quickly.
With something like Shih Tzus, people are obsessed with them. They were lining up, like you saw, at the door at 11 a.m., ready to come in at any time we had one posted.
The last two Shih Tzus, Carl and Cash, were made available for adoption today. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
Developers are planning to bring a new music venue to downtown Portland. The proposal from Mile Marker Investment calls for a 3,300-person music and event space to be built on an empty lot on Cumberland Avenue near the Merrill Auditorium and City Hall. David Farmer, a spokesperson for Mile Marker Investments, says the goal is to supplement the calendar of shows that already come to Merrill and the State Theater.
What the new venue would provide is an opportunity to get a different type of act, a different kind of band, a different kind of performer into Maine than we've had before.
Farmer says the developers are hoping to bring about 125 shows a year to the new venue. Live Nation, a subsidiary of Ticketmaster, would operate and manage the new facility. The proposal must still receive planning board approval. Developers hope to start construction next fall and open the venue in late 2027. A Greenville nonprofit is launching a fundraising campaign to purchase Big Moose Ski Resort, the latest development in a long-running saga over the mountain's future. Friends of the Mountain has leased and operated the ski hill for over a decade. Board President Amy Lane says the group has weathered multiple rounds of investors proposing to buy and develop the property, only to see those plans fall through time and again.
We cannot waste any more time trying to come up with a solution. It's already been so many years.
Lane's group is partnering with the Moosehead Lake Region Economic Development Corporation to raise $6 million to purchase the mountain outright. Lane says she hopes to be able to raise the money by the end of 2025. She says her group has already invested around $150,000 this season in snowmaking equipment. And that's this evening's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition with Carol Bousquet. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.